This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Alaska wildfire officials are reporting the Funny River fire at just more than 300 square miles as light rain and high humidity continue to aid in suppression efforts. The Alaska Interagency Management Team reports the fire is now 46% contained, meaning fire breaks that likely cannot be crossed by flames have been established around nearly half the fire. The human-caused fire on the Kenai Peninsula began May 19th. It's being fought with 760 people. The fire has burned four remote cabins, but mostly has been confined to the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. Officials say several days of heavier rain will be needed to alter overall fire activity, and smoke from inside the perimeter could continue into summer. The U.S. House Natural Resources Committee yesterday moved a bill to update the Magnuson-Stevens Act, the primary fisheries law in federal waters. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Alaska Congressman Don Young amended the bill to allow subsistence fishermen a voice on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. But some say it doesn't go far enough.
Fish like halibut and pollock are caught at sea, but Young says inland fishermen should also have a say in how they're managed.
All I want them to have a voice, and the same voice as the commercial and sport fisheries has, so that they have utilization for a living source of food.
Nominees for the North Pacific Council can be qualified based on their commercial or recreational fishing expertise. The law doesn't mention subsistence users, and Young says they're being shortchanged on the council.
There has been a decline in fisheries that are used for subsistence, and yet the subsistence users are neglected in as far as taking in consideration the amount of fish that can be caught.
His amendment would require the Alaska governor to consult with subsistence users before nominating North Pacific Council members. Tribes in the YK Delta and the interior have been asking for representation on the council. People there suspect Bering Sea fisheries are aggravating the Chinook salmon crisis. The pollock industry says it's cut way down on its Chinook bycatch, down to about 30,000 fish. But to subsistence users barred from catching even one, it sounds like a lot. Sky Starkey, an attorney for the Association of Village Council Presidents, says the amendment is a good start in getting subsistence users into the Magnuson-Stevens Act, but Starkey says tribes want a dedicated tribal seat on the council to press subsistence concerns.
The amendment that was introduced at markup today would not accomplish that purpose, at least not directly so.
Current law says membership on the management councils should be balanced between different types of fishermen, commercial and recreational. Young's amendment doesn't change the balancing requirement to give any weight to subsistence. It passed the committee with no opposition. The bill itself is largely similar to the draft in circulation since December. Resources Chairman Doc Hastings told the committee they'd have more opportunities to shape the bill as it moves forward. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A second generation of Malots is taking over the helm at Sea Alaska. The Regional Native Corporation's board of directors named Anthony Malott as president and CEO Tuesday night in Anchorage. He's the son of former CEO and longtime board member Byron Malott, who's running for governor as a Democrat. Veteran freelance journalist Bob Tkach has died at the age of 61, apparently of natural causes. Juneau police confirmed the death, saying Tkach was found by someone who worked in his building. Tkach covered the legislature and specialized in writing about the commercial fishing and seafood industries. He was known for his sharp, dogged style of questioning. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.